Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
King MOX.
Listen anytime, anywhere.
Get the radio.com app today.
Mr. President, you're driving us crazy. You're winning too much.
I'm a man. I am an anchor man. I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and bronze. That's what kind of man I am.
Government is not the solution to our problems. Government is the problem.
I got into broadcasting because I like to give. Sometimes I found myself hurting from giving too much.
Now, Mark Reardon.
Mark Reardon, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and give a warm welcome to this guy.
On KMOX.
Well, this is another one of those days where I almost don't know where to start, and I just get handed this here. Missouri Senator, by the way, the same one who called for the assassination of President Trump, Marie Chappelle Nadal, wants to require psych screenings for presidential candidates. Hours after the president bizarrely tweeted his certainty that a study linking 3,000 deaths to Hurricane Maria was factually incorrect, Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal, Democrat, U City, filed a resolution asking Congress to require mental health screenings for all presidential candidates. who wrote? Oh, look at that. Sarah Fenske over at the Riverfront Times even said, hey, if anyone could pull our nation back from the brink, it's surely the Missouri Senate. I think Maria Chappelle Nadal should be more worried about her ethics violations and the $15,000 that she's got to pay for that. It's interesting because a minor ethics violation was the crime of the century for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, right, with Eric Greitens. But a major ethics violation with a major fine, that's not a big deal. You know what? Nothing to see here. Then you have the shooting at the Metrolink station. I heard about that this morning at the Del Mar Metrolink station. That was a shocker. Wow. When does that ever happen? What's happening with crime? A shooting at a Metrolink station. That's like saying there might be a shooting in North St. Louis. We got to get control of all these things here. And then finally, before I get to some lighter stuff here this afternoon, thank goodness that this piece of you-know-what that drove the car over the sidewalk by that Parkway school bus has been arrested. The Baldwin police arrested this guy. And he is a sex offender, was convicted of attempted rape, failure to register as a sex offender, and drug charges. So he's a winner. Maybe somebody said to me on Twitter, maybe that's why I drove over the sidewalk, because he's a sex offender. He knew he couldn't be near children. He was trying to hurry. Unbelievable. Let's talk about something much lighter than that. The folks from Schnucks have delivered some of Matt Salsa's Bueno Mojo, or is it Mojo Salsa, which goes on sale exclusively at Schnucks Markets tonight. Dave Klein's here in the studio with me to kind of have it a little bit. Zach Collins is the brand manager for Schnucks. Zach, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Mark. All right, it's so, Mojo.
Okay, that was the first thing. And I thought it was Mojo, right? Because it's Mojo for the team.
Yeah, good vibes. You know, we're winning. Let's keep it going.
So I have not tried the salsa yet. Mm-hmm. We have some to sample. Dave Klein is with me here in the studio. We're going to try it here in just a minute. But this is so cool. I mean, everyone's kind of come together, and it certainly helps that this is tied in with the resurgence of the Cardinals and the winning. But I was in D.C. last week seeing a game, and all the Cardinals fans out there who used to live in this area, fans of the Cardinals and KMOX, were like, it's all about the salsa, right?
It's been exciting to see. We released it on Twitter, like on Monday, that it's coming, and you wouldn't believe all the tweets that we've seen, like from California. How do I get it out here? Can you ship me a case? So it's Cardinal Nation here in St. Louis, but it's the broader Cardinal Nation.
All right, so that's actually an interesting question.
Yeah.
Can you ship it? because, you know, we have people listening all over the country to KMOX. So is that possible right now, or do you have to find someone here? And I'll make this offer to people listening in California. If you would like me to ship you some salsa, I will do it. There would be a small, nominal 30-35% fee for doing that, but I'm happy to do it.
Right now, just in St. Louis. We want to keep the mojo here. It's for the Cardinals. So if everybody in St. Louis is having the salsa, then we're going to keep winning, go to make the playoff push.
All right,
push.
Dave, hand it over here. Let me see this. I haven't looked at the... hold on.
Are you a salsa guy? Like, do you
I'm a salsa guy. And you know what else? My little 3.5-year-old daughter is a salsa girl. But she doesn't like, you know, if it's too spicy. So does it have a little bit of a kick here, I'm guessing?
This is going to... No, it's actually going to be perfect for her. This is more on the sweet to mild side.
The logo looks like on the mojo part looks like hot red pepper, you know, burn your mouth off, but it's kind of mild.
Yeah, it's tricking you that way. It's kind of mild to sweet. This is the Carpenter's brand. This is what they call it. We've been working with them every step of the way. They came up with the label. We worked with them on it. Actually, their dad, Tyler Carpenter, is the brother, and Rick Carpenter is their dad, who came up from Texas, worked with our chef, recreated their recipe, had the handmade recipe in hand, and it's a family recipe that's been passed down. They signed and approved of it and had the taste test, so it's the real recipe.
Yeah, so he was very private, Matt was, about the recipe, right? He didn't want that getting out there at all.
Yeah,
very protected.
Yeah, just our chef and his dad. We kept it to that. And there's some secret ingredients in there. I'm not quite sure what they all are, but tastes good.
All right, so it's in stores right now?
Yeah, right now, today's the release. It's flying off the shelves, as I hear, hearing reports of people trying to reserve cases. But I do want to tell St. Louis that we're limiting it to 2 containers per customer.
Oh, my goodness, seriously?
Yeah, it's going that fast. We want to make sure that as many St. Louisans that want it can get it. So we're kind of limiting it right now. But don't worry, we're restocking, and there'll be more out there.
I don't even remember. Is there another food item with a 2 per person limit? I know sometimes it's 2 for sales, you know, 2... limit 2 per person, but that's rather unique. I kind of get it, though, because, you know, and I don't know how many times people flip stuff on eBay that's perishable, but look, you would have people kind of swooping in and trying to probably upcharge it too. Secondary market for salsa. I don't know how hot that is, but I'm guessing it's out there with this.
See what you did there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Zach, for paying attention.
You got it.
There's one.
I'm paying attention. That's one thing. No, I don't know about that, but we just want to make sure as many people in the town can get it. We want everybody having fun with this. But don't worry, if we do run out, which fingers crossed, I haven't heard anything lately, we're going to restock and keep it
going.
That's
good. So I want to do a taste test here. Dave, you're going to go first. But I also think it's important, Zach, to mention that it's pretty cheap. It's like $6.99, and some of the money is going to go to Cardinals Care, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, we're excited about that. We're already a strong supporter of Schnucks's, of Cardinals Care, but this is even going to make it even better. $6.99 at stores. Portion of that goes to Cardinals Care.
All right, Dave Klein.
All right, here I'm opening the bag.
Got the tortilla chips in hand here. Zach Collins, who's Schnucks brand manager with us this afternoon, Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa, sold exclusively at Schnucks right now. And again, some of the proceeds going to Cardinals Care. Pass that over here to me. And let's not spill it, because the engineers will freak out if we spill any salsa on the controls. I've never actually had salsa. Don't we have, Dave, isn't one of the rules, no food in the studio?
No food in the studio, no basketball in the studio. We broke that rule.
We break every rule,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, we do.
All right, let's see here, because I haven't tried it yet, so let's give it a try. Dave, what do you think?
I haven't tried it yet. I'm going to try it after you.
Oh, my daughter would like this.
Yeah, very mild. Got a little kick at the end, but it's just more on the sweet side. All fresh ingredients, so it does have to stay refrigerated. You can find it at 3 or 4 different places at Schnucks.
No, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not just saying that because of Matt.
That's how I've been, too.
Hey, if I didn't like it, I'd probably lie. Okay, just being honest here. Because I don't want to hurt the sales.
Right.
It might be fake news, but no, I like it. I think it's good.
You didn't double dip, did you, Mark?
I did not.
Okay,
I did
good.
Not. But you know what? You work with me every day. You're fine.
That's
Get
true.
Over it, right?
You know what? My first impression, I love the color. I love it's very much restaurant quality. It's sweet. It's got a good kick.
Hey, dude, you're
I
not
like
on
it.
Top Chef here, okay?
No, I'm just saying. I'm a big fan of it.
Good. That's a good thing.
No, I think it's good, too. I really do. So give me some more.
All right. There you go.
And I will we'll take some home for Alexa, or get some at the
Schnucks.
Yeah, my
kids would love that,
too.
I got to get some for them.
Bueno Mojo Salsa in Schnucks right now. Zach, thanks for bringing some by.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Matt Carpenter, thanks for bringing the mojo back to the St. Louis Cardinals. Big series tonight with the Dodgers kicking off. Thanks, Zach.
You got it. Go Cards.
Bill O'Reilly is coming up next on KMOX for 2 segments.
KMOX, first and accurate. Depend on it.
All right, couple reminders. We have a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. Jane Duker, Joe Holloman from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Meg McBride all here tomorrow. Sarah Tiana, a great comedian coming to town. She's going to be with us in the 3 o'clock hour as we wind down for the weekend. We tend to take things a little less seriously in that 3 o'clock hour. We have Cardinals baseball tonight, a little early start as the Dodgers are in town. We'll cover that as the afternoon rolls on. And we are joined this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, by Bill O'Reilly. He's got a new book coming out in his series. This one's Killing the SS, The Hunt for the Worst War Criminals in History. But we're not going to talk a lot about the book. It's out in a couple of weeks. We may touch on it. But Bill, I know that you want to talk about some of the news of the day. Welcome back to KMOX. How are you?
Thanks for having me back, Mark. I'm fine. Thank you.
Keeping busy these days. You're doing the podcast. I know you're writing some columns and tweeting a lot. So let's get right into some of the news of the day, and we'll get into your book here. And I think I'm going to have you back when the book comes out as well. Let's talk about the hurricane, because I know you've tweeted about the hype surrounding the hurricane and also the president and the controversy now where he says I don't even know exactly what he's saying, but he's questioning whether or not the number of people who died in Puerto Rico by the report that came out a couple of weeks ago of 3,000 is accurate. Did the president need to do that, Bill?
No.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. I can't understand it. I don't think the people who work for him understand it. I don't know why he doesn't do things that will help him, like this investigation into the FBI and the Department of Justice, perhaps the CIA, leaking unauthorized parts of the Russian collusion investigation. We now know that happened, and now the noose is tightening around people's necks. He should be all over that. Instead, we're in Puerto Rico for a storm that happened a year ago. It really didn't make any sense at all.
And I think you've encouraged the president to sort of change his tactic with the media overall, which I think is a good suggestion. But the flip side of that equation is I don't know that this is a guy that could ever really change.
It's not that hard to change. It's a matter of tactics. I mean, he had a good vision in the beginning of how to go around the media, which he knew was never going to give him a fair shake, right directly to the people and get his message across. And he used television cable news like Fox and other brands to do that. Well, that was a well-thought-out tactic, and it worked. And then when the media resented that and attacked him even further, he started to jab back. Again, his people, his loyalists, they like that. They don't want the media calling the shots in America anymore. But now he got to go on the offense, because there is a good chance that this Russian thing is a bunch of garbage, and that it is a scandal that could lead to FBI people being indicted. That's what he should be concentrating on, not things like Puerto Rico, these fights that lead nowhere.
Yeah, one of the things that has frustrated me, and I think a lot of people out there, I wouldn't necessarily put the loyalists in that camp because they don't seem to really worry about whatever he says, but a lot of these things are unforced errors. You have this economic news that's out in the last couple of weeks, or continually good economic news, and you should be hammering maybe on that kind of stuff instead of going in other directions, which draws attention to controversy.
Well, he does that, at his rallies, and, people get it. All the polling is pretty clear that people know the economy is doing much better under Trump than it did under Obama. But if Donald Trump wants to hold the Senate and the House, and in Missouri, where you are, a big, big Senate race.
Huge, yep.
He's got to basically level with the folks and saying, okay, look, I don't like this press people. They're not honest, but I think you know that. So now let's look ahead, and here's what's going to happen if I lose. And here's what's going to happen if Claire McCaskill wins again. And it's not going to be good for you. That message much more effective than, again, picking these fights with Bob Woodward and the New York Times. It gets him nowhere.
Yeah, and it's pretty, I think it's pretty easy to define the differences. For example, you want to dial it down to our state between Claire McCaskill and Josh Hawley, and I think that would be effective. But I've been talking about media bias for a long time. You've been talking about media bias for a long time. But Bill O'Reilly doesn't think the media is the enemy of the people, do you?
Some of it is.
Really?
Because it's corrupt in the sense that there's a culture that has arisen based upon making money. Look, when Donald Trump leaves the stage, the three cable news networks are going to collapse.
That might be true.
Because they don't do anything else. It's either you love Trump or you hate Trump. All right? This is all we do. Now, when I worked for Fox more than 20 years, we did a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff, Mark. They don't do any of that anymore. And people are fed up with it. The loyalists come in and they watch Fox, and then the haters come in, they watch CNN and MSNBC. But the people who aren't engaged, they're gone. And you're going to see that. So the enemy of the people stuff basically is if someone is lying to you for money, all right? So I'm going to make money if I hate Trump. So therefore, even if I know the truth, and it's good for Trump, like the economy is helping blue-collar workers, I'm not going to say that, all right, because I want to make money hating Trump. I think that is someone who's an enemy of the people.
Well, you know, and I understand your point on that. The problem is, and I do think I had Eric Trump on this week, and he talked about, and maybe the president should distinguish this a little bit, when he talks about the enemy of the people, I think even as the way you just described it here, we're talking about some of the coastal elites and the people at the New York Times, the Washington Post, and in these news bureaus in Washington, New York, and on the other coast as well. But there are, you know, and I get concerned just because there's big stories that need to be uncovered, important stories, whether it's by a national press correspondent or folks local here in St. Louis, and the media gets labeled all into one group right now. And even though I'm a talk show host who espouses opinions and have for a while, I was trained in journalism. You know, I have a journalism degree. I don't know that that matters to anyone, but I do think that good reporting is important.
But good reporting, there's one rule, and you know this as well as anyone. You seek the truth. That's what a reporter does. No matter where it is, you try to find out the truth. Is that happening in America today?
Well, I think you're right. Let me offer an example of something I've been critical of. When, and maybe in a weird way, I've been saying this is what Rudy Giuliani said or meant when he said the truth is not the truth. Because in the reporting of Colin Kaepernick, for example, I don't remember seeing any reference at all in the national coverage to the pig socks, to the fact that he wore the Castro shirt on the day that he was complaining about human rights and civil rights in this country. That never gets pointed out at all. I would think in a balanced report, that should at least be a paragraph in the New York Times.
Look, the ideological nature of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, for example.
Yes, good example.
It's very, very well known to everybody who follows media in Missouri, is it not?
I would think, well, not in Missouri, but certainly in our area, absolutely.
Okay, all
absolutely.
Right. So we all know what the newspaper is, who runs it, and what they do. And if you wear a Make America Great Again cap into the newsroom and you're an employee, your career is not going to be helped, is it?
No.
You're going to be a pariah. That's what Trump means when he says the media is the enemy of the people. Because no longer is the mandate, go find the truth about Colin Kaepernick. Find out why he's doing what he's doing. Find out what he really believes about America. And apparently he believes that every law enforcement agent in the country is a pig. That's apparently what he believes. But no, we don't get that. We get freedom fighter, social justice warrior.
Hero, American
Why?
Hero. Yeah.
What? Why? Because that's the narrative the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the New York Times, CNN wants. It's not the fact.
Yeah, I think you're seeing that in the, you know, the comparison, because President Obama was out, obviously, and wasn't too far from here in Urbana, Illinois, campaigning. But when you look at the Obama recovery versus the Trump recovery, I think the difference is pretty stark, but you wouldn't know that in some of the coverage.
it's a more subjective thing, that, in the sense that if you are the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, just got fired, correct?
Correct, Mike Vecchia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought he did a decent job, but for some reason, the team didn't perform well. So they got a new manager in there, and they're doing better now. Looks like they might make the wild card.
We might make the wild card, that's right.
Right. So the old manager who got let go, he could say, hey, it was just a matter of time before they played better, because I laid the groundwork for that team to succeed. So you can't say yes or no on that. That's his opinion. That's what Obama's doing. But if you're a fair person, you can say, hey, Mr. President, you had 8 years to improve people's lives, and it didn't happen because under you was the slowest recovery in the nation's history. And that's a fact. Here are the facts. But the press, again, would never do that to Barack Obama, because the narrative is he was one of the best presidents ever. His redistribution of income is what we should have. So the facts be damned. So when I hear Trump say enemy of the people, I think that's overboard, as most of the stuff he says is. But I think there's a grain of truth to it.
Bill O'Reilly sounds like a little baseball fan, too.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm trapped with the Mets.
Yeah. Oh, ouch.
Here in New York.
Ouch.
But I played semi-pro baseball. I know what I'm doing in that arena.
Yeah, we're hoping for the best. We got a big series that starts with the Dodgers tonight, four-game series, and that's a lot on the line with the wild card. Hang on. Bill O'Reilly with me this afternoon. We'll talk about his new book, which is called Killing the SS. Come back with much more in a moment on KMOX.
Get ready for the Cards and Dodgers tonight. Emerin Total Access 520. First pitch 615. Hear it here on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Bill O'Reilly is with me this afternoon. He's got a new book coming out, another in his series, this one, Killing the SS, The Hunt for the Worst War Criminals in History. And Bill, we'll talk about that here in a little bit. What's your gut check? Do you have one on the midterm elections?
It's impossible to predict it right now. A month from now, I might be able to do it when I come back and talk about Killing the SS with you. I might be able to give you a better look at the House and the Senate. It all has to do with messaging. And the interesting part about this is that the Democratic Party's message is like one of the worst I've ever heard in my life.
It's unbelievable. It really is.
So bad.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do away with ICE. Yeah, let's knock ICE out. Let's have open borders. Let's raise taxes, even though the economy's booming under the tax cut. Let's go raise them again. I mean, that message is so bad. Yet, because all the attention in the media is devoted to Donald Trump's craziness, that message gets lost. So if the Republicans want to win, they got to turn the light back on the Democratic message. And is this what you want? I mean, you really want Claire McCaskill to go in there and vote against the tax cuts? Do you really want that in Missouri? And that's how you win. But that's not how the Republicans are doing it. So I can't really tell you now. I'll be able to tell you in a few weeks.
Yeah, well, it's tough. I gave up predicting elections maybe a long time ago, but I made the mistake of thinking that Donald Trump was going to win or wasn't going to win, so that was a problem. It's hard, you know, with the news cycle changing so much. I think that, you know, the conventional wisdom would be they keep the Senate and get some pickups like here in Missouri, but the House is going to be tough. But it's amazing to me, Bill, that the Democrats seemingly are going to put up a candidate in 2020 like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or Cory Booker, and they just don't get it. You don't think they will?
They won't. That's not going to happen.
Why do you say that? Why do you think it won't happen?
There'll be some, you know, Cuomo in New York before he said, you know, well, America's really never been that great. He was angling in, and I think he still wants to run for president. But a guy like that is what you're going to see up against Trump. You're not going to see the far left win.
Well, you would think not, but in the primary system, I'm not so sure that that's not going to be the case, because those are the people that are energizing that young voter base in particular.
Guy running for governor, he's going to get blown out. They say that, you know, the polls are even and all that. It's not going to happen. You watch and see, because people, they vote their wallets. I mean, do you really want socialists, D Do you really want people taking your stuff? And in the end, they're not going to want that, the American people.
I don't think the American people are going to want that at all. I just think the Democratic Party doesn't exactly know what the American people want, and they might make that mistake
again. Well, there's a number of Democrats, though, that'll make it quite clear to them, particularly if the Republicans hold the House and the Senate now in the midterm. If they do that, then the far left is really going to be dealt a blow. So that's why this election is so important coming up.
Does Bill O'Reilly know who wrote the op-ed?
No, and I don't care.
You don't care?
I mean, all of that small ball of me. I've written 7 killing books. Killing the SS will be my 8th. In Killing Lincoln, we made it quite clear that half of the people working for Lincoln despised him, hated him, and were bad-mouthing him all over the place. That happens in every presidency. It's like, this is unique. Come on. And if Trump were smart, he would have ignored it and said, made a joke out of it and moved ahead. So I don't know, and I don't care.
Well, I guess the same thing goes for the Woodward book.
It's a little bit different because Woodward, I mean, he wanted to write a book about chaos within the White House. That's how he got his $10 million advance. Said to Simon & Schuster, hey, I'm going to write a book about chaos in the White House. And they said, good, here's $10 million, Bob. Have fun. So he went out and he found people that are going to portray that as being the fact. I don't believe he made anything up. He got the anonymous quotes because he told everybody, I'm not going to use your name. And, you know, that's not hard to do. And so Woodward's book, if you really believe that there is chaos, you'll read it. He's doing fine. I had to push the release of my book back from September to October because I knew Woodward would get so much free media, he'd be all over the place, that it would wipe out every other book, which it has. So that's why October 9th is the release date for Killing the SS rather than September 18th. I knew what was coming.
Yeah, that's
a tsunami of, hey, Woodward's the greatest guy because he doesn't like Trump. So anyway, Woodward's a little bit different than the New York Times op-ed.
So, you know, when it comes to the release of your book in media, is Bill O'Reilly persona non grata then currently in a lot of circles and you won't get the attention? Because you were I remember seeing you on the Today Show talking about your books.
I was on there dozens of times. But because of Me Too and, you know, this kind of garbage about everybody's guilty, no matter what, accusations or facts, which are, you know, the politically correct forces, you know, look at what happened to Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about Norm MacDonald.
One opinion, all right. Of a sudden, Tonight Show cancels him. I mean, you tell me Fallon couldn't sit there and talk about his opinion? So, you know, we're going through this in this country. But, you know, thank God there are other, you know, the television media is not the big media anymore. It's internet and radio and, you know, there I'm welcome because people know that I speak the truth and my books are good. 12 million killing series sold, which is amazing in nonfiction. Nobody sells that kind. So we're hoping we get the word out.
You know, the Norm MacDonald situation is pretty interesting. I'm going to talk a little bit more about it in the next hour. And you mentioned Fallon. You know, so Fallon is about to have him on. For people who don't know, he goes into the dressing room and says, I have people on my staff crying. And they're good friends. You know, they know each other well. And he cancels them. I just thought, and I heard Norm on Stern's show explaining all of this. And I think that he made a well-reasoned case for why he said what he said. And I'll get into that in the next hour here a little bit. Bill, tell me about the book. And we will have you back here in a few weeks. Killing the SS is the next one.
Yeah, Killing the SS, the hunt for the worst war criminals in history, about evil. And certainly we're seeing evil in our society, these mass killings, the Chicago situation, the clerics hurting the children. I mean, there's evil everywhere. And people got to understand what it is, that everybody, every human being has a capacity for evil. And we show you exactly how these SS people in the concentration camp conducted themselves during the war and then after the war, who helped them escape. And many of them did escape. It's a shocking situation that few people know about. And then there were people tracking them down and how difficult that was to find them. Eichmann and Mengele and Bormann and all of these big Nazi guys who killed millions of people. I mean, they almost got away. And we were granted access to the Mossad files, the Israeli intelligence agency. We have stuff in there nobody's ever seen before. So it's a really important book about evil, and people should understand it, because every one of us has to make a decision. How we deal with evil, how we confront it, and how we tamp it down within ourselves.
Did you see, just out of curiosity, Operation Finale?
I know what it is. I didn't get a chance to see it. It's not on the level of my book, in the sense that, you know, they told a story that had been told before. We're telling a brand new story here. We're naming the names here about people who helped these heinous SS people. We're giving you a narrative that once you pick this book up, you're not going to be able to put it down.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good movie, but obviously some of the parts were fictionalized. It did make me want to learn a little bit more about the truth, and I'll have that opportunity with your new book, Killing the SS. We'll have you back soon, Bill. Thank you very much for coming on Camo X again, and we can send you a Cardinals jersey if you'd like to defect.
Yeah, look, I love the birds on a bat, that's for sure.
Come see a game anytime. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly with us this afternoon on KMOX, and we will have him back when the book comes out in a few weeks.
He's on Twitter at Mark Reardon, KMOX. He's on your radio now. Mark Reardon on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Let's see. We have the Balloon Festival this weekend, the Glow on Friday night. They've had some issues with weather in the past. It looks pretty nice. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow afternoon. There's also the 20th anniversary of Hop in the City Festival at the Schlafly Tap Room on Locust downtown here. And Stephen Hale is the founding brewer at Schlafly Beer. To tell us all about it, Stephen Hale, welcome to KMOX. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Founding brewer, that's a pretty cool title, I'll have to say.
I switched it from ambassador brewer, which describes what I do these days, traveling around to all our markets, visiting accounts and distributors and places. But Founding Brewer also establishes that I do a bit of that, as well as having been here for, I guess, since the beginning.
I love it. Yeah, so obviously a very popular brand. This is an opportunity this weekend on Saturday to celebrate that a little bit. Give me the details.
The details are Saturday, September 15th at the Schlafly Tap Room downtown, out on the parking lot and the street at the tap room. The event is 11 to 5 with three tribute bands playing, a Grateful Dead tribute, Tom Petty, and a Dave Matthews tribute band. And the tasting feature, what most people have come to know as Hop in the City over the years, is from noon to 4. That's the ticketed tasting of 40 beers plus six specialty tappings that are going to be a lot of fun to experience.
It's also an opportunity. I mean, events like this, I think one of the reasons that the, beers like Schlafly and some of the other, you know, home brews, I guess you would say, have taken off for the hobbyists, because there's a lot of education here. There's a lot to learn and take in. It's not just the taste of the beer, drinking the beer.
No, it's definitely not just an environment of having a beer in the afternoon, like at a tailgate or a picnic or something. There are so many more different beers to see in the world now, and we like to think we offer a pretty good offering of most of them. So many different beer styles to be had.
I'm told, Stephen, in my notes, now I don't have this online, so I can't press the buttons. Stephen Hale ringing the ceremonial gong to signal the start of a new specialty tapping in six different costumes. Can you describe the costumes for me?
I was afraid you were going to ask me about that one. I should have prepared myself. Yeah, the gong has become a tradition over the past several years, and on a whim a couple of years ago, I just put on different outfits. I wear my Utila kilt that's become my regular brewery outfit.
Nice.
I threw on a couple of things in the past. I've worn a Hawaiian skirt. I tried to morph Bono and The Edge last year for one of my costumes, because U2 was almost...
Yeah, almost
in town playing,
almost
right?
Here, right? Yes,
right. Thank you, timing in the world for that one.
Right.
And then let's see. I wore a priest cassock that was a little warm, so I probably will skip that in this.
Yeah,
week.
Right.
And,
good call there.
And then I dressed as a karate master with a black karate suit or something. So that was kind of fun.
Wow, lots of wardrobe changes to anticipate. That's
wardrobe changes, yeah. Let's see, can I give you any teasers for this year?
Absolutely.
I went to a wedding in Seattle, and I wore a white dinner jacket with my tuxedo. So that's a maybe.
Do you parlay these into Halloween costumes as well?
Actually, a lot of a bit of both. They either become a costume or they are part of a past Halloween costume, too.
Right. You can double dip just a little bit. Meantime, the 20th anniversary of Hop in the City this weekend starts at 11, goes till 5. The tasting portion from noon until 4 at the Schlafly Tap Room downtown, 2100 Locust Street. I'm guessing all the details are at Schlafly.com.
Schlafly.com. I can tell you the tickets are $35 today and tomorrow. Day of show, if there are any left, will be $40.
All right, Stephen, we'll see you in your costumes this weekend.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much, you guys.
You know, this is going to be a fun weekend in St. Louis. We were all bummed out. Well, some of us were bummed out about Lou Fest last weekend. The weather wasn't very good. Looks like a really nice weather weekend in St. Louis. You have the Balloon Festival. You have this festival. You have the Cardinals and the Dodgers, a big series there. We'll get much more into that this afternoon when John Rooney joins me at 4:20. And we got a chance to taste Matt Carpenter's salsa finally. It's available at all of Schnucks stores. And Zach Collins, who's with Schnucks, was nice enough to bring some in earlier this afternoon. It's Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. I think it's interesting that they're limiting it to 2 per customer, which isn't very often the case, but they want to make sure that the supplies last as long as they do so you can get that salsa today. We tried it, and it's good. It really is good. It's not too hot, so I liked it quite a bit. And you can buy it here in St. Louis today. We'll have much more. I got to get into this stuff in the next hour, and I will with Norm Macdonald, because this Me Too stuff has gone too far under some circumstances. If you don't know what happened to Norm, we'll explain it in the next hour on KMOX.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.